Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to La Mezcla. You're listening to WMC FM College Park. And again, this is La Mezcla. I'm one of your hosts, Axel. And Benji cannot make it today, and Val is in the bathroom, but she'll be here momentarily. So today, April 23rd, just happens to be our one year anniversary of La Mezcla. We started last year, April 24th. That was our first episode we ever did. And so today we'd like to have a little anniversary episode. And if you follow the Instagram, you'll see that we posted about, the stuff. We posted about, doing a Q&A and having people ask questions on Instagram that we're going to answer today. So that part. But for now, let's just play a PSA, shall we? Yes, yes, yes. And I hope you guys have had a lovely week. Let's play something.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Period. Tap into the farmer's market. The other day I went and had a lovely matcha. Yes, it was overpriced. Yes, it was only, I think, 6 ounces. But it was really yummy. It was like melon oolong. And yeah, it was just quite a time. It was yesterday on Earth Day, actually. Guess who? Wait. Come here, baby girl. What? Come say hi.
Hi, guys. Happy anniversary.
And what's your name, love?
My name is Val.
We should lie and make up fake names.
My name is Patricia.
My mom?
Yeah. Wait, no, that's my name. We just have the same name.
Oh, you just have the same name.
Yeah.
Oh, you just have the same name.
Okay. Why do I have two of the same thing in my bag? Look.
El qué? Oh, that's funny. Because you work at Sephora. Because you work at Sephora. I'm doxing you right now.
Yeah, don't dox me. What's the nearest Sephora to us?
Yours.
Yeah. But they don't know that.
They don't know that. So Val, how do you feel about our 1 year at La Mezcla? Speak.
I feel eternally grateful. I feel hungry because I have this yogurt in front of me right now. But overall, very happy. I'm glad we get to play fun songs and, share our music with people.
The world.
With the world.
Maybe the world. Should we, I just played a PSA. Should we answer a question before the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
also, shout out Benji.
Shout out Benji. I told them he can't make it because he's going to New York tomorrow.
Yeah, guys.
Shout out Benjamin.
Bigger things. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt Viana. My goat.
Yes.
Okay, so Abby Stallworth, I think I've heard of this person before. Abby Stallworth asks, fruity pebble waffle with hot honey wing combo daughter or beans and sausage son?
Oh, wow.
I think, personally, beans and sausage.
So. Oh, wow. That's crazy, really?
What? Beans and sausage? Just...
No.
Why not?
Beans and sausage?
Tell me why not.
That sounds kind of gross. Also, it depends on the beans, because when I hear beans and sausage, I don't think of, refried, salvy beans. I think of, a whole kidney beans, and that's kind of gross with sausage. Beans. Just, sausage and that.
Yes. That really? Sounds yummy.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know we because were going to be divided over this.
Pebble waffle with hot honey wing combo daughter, or beans and daughter, beans and sausage son.
You don't get the whimsy of, a fruity pebble waffle. Hot honey chicken?
Oh, look, it's Tim.
Hi. Yeah, I feel like that makes sense for us.
Yeah,
though.
No, it makes sense for us.
Yeah, it's That's just very dynamic. Us, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. One more question?
Yeah, one more question. Also from the same person, Abigail Stallworth, she asks, thoughts on mint chocolate chip ice cream?
Hi!
Mint? Hi. Do you guys want to wait? Come in.
Wait.
I'm supposed to be hungry, damn.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, wait, we have a question for you.
Fruity Pebble waffle and hot honey chicken tender daughter wing. Or beans and sausage son?
I feel like Fruity Pebble waffle and hot honey chicken daughter.
No! Beans and exactly. Sausage sun.
Beans and sausage sun is objectively terrible.
Doesn't that sound gross? What beans do you think of?
Like baked beans.
Exactly.
But baked beans are good.
Baked beans are good. I'm not disagreeing not like with that, you. Though. I just think like I would rather eat a Fruity Pebble waffle.
Wait, wish us happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
guys.
You, bro.
Happy 1 year.
Thank you. Would you like to ask us a question for the Q&A? Live Q&A right now.
What are your hopes and dreams?
Whoa.
I hope La Mezcla makes it out of UMD.
I hope La Mezcla makes it out of College Park.
Yeah. Like, continues that, like, a larger radio station, or, like...
Oh, no, just us
like
as people.
Like, as a unit, like, as people.
People, yeah. We're gonna make it out.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it out.
Yeah. But maybe we can, like, start a brand called La Mezcla. Maybe not, like, keep it as a radio show, but, like, ask three people, like, go on to, I don't know, a winery.
A winery? I would drink La Mezcla wine.
Thank you. I would too. Or
you're helping out, you said?
I'm helping Tim.
Oh, how is he?
He's good.
Okay.
I think he's not on shrooms anymore.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Amazing. I hope the mic did not pick that up. Beans? Wait, Pam, what's your take? Pam, tell me your take right now.
No, bame. The question was not beans, sausage, and toast. It was just beans and sausage.
Okay, but toast should be there also.
Naturally, yes. Like a little frijolito con pan.
A little frijolito con pan
y queso duro. Yeah, that makes sense. But just beans and sausage is like chopped.
No, because me and Pam don't have like a sweet tooth, I don't think. Or... No, that's a lie. Pam loves adding agave to her matcha. Mm. Okay. I like the questions, but we do look, you gotta play a song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on the YouTube. Let's hope there's an ad blocker this time.
That was embarrassing.
So, we don't know what to play. We don't know whether to play our first ever playlist we made on our first episode, or since it's just a me and Val episode, to play girly K-pop. What do you guys think? Let us know. Please DM us right now. And they always think I'm lying. They think I'm joking. People think I joke too much, but like I'm like always kind of serious. Pam's texting. Okay. Thank you, Pam. You don't have a sweet tooth. You're fine. The first song from the first playlist we made was It's Possible by Piero Piccioni and Catherine Howe. Should we play that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me type it into the YouTube because our Spotify person isn't here. Oh, Benji says K-pop.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Should we do K-pop? His request?
Yeah.
Okay.
What should we play?
Likey?
Yeah.
Likey by Twice. Okay. I'm so excited, you guys. You don't even know. Oh, there's an ad. Oh, there's no more. Baby, we're deadass going broke. Oh, can I say? Oh, can I say? Donkey, 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 donkey. Yeah, we're going broke.
Is it playing?
Yeah. No, it's playing. Ad. There's an ad. Hey, people. Let me put the headphones on. Headphones on Addison Rae. Ooh, we should play Aquamarine.
Oh, true.
Is that something you would want to do?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's answer questions again. Okay. Look, Pam was searching up baked beans and sausage, and it looks good.
Well, yeah, that one looks good.
The lighting is good. Yeah. Me complimenting someone, I'm like, the lighting is good. Oh, today. OMG, wait. When the mics go off, I'm going to tell you something. Another question from Cecilia. What is your least favorite part about having a show?
I think probably the days I think my least favorite part is not being prepared for something and like just having to come up with stuff in the moment, like what to play.
Sometimes, yeah, the week will just go by so quickly and we're like, oh, we don't have anything to play today.
Yeah, it just like creeps up on you. Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, no, same. I feel like that's my least favorite part, or last week when it was too hot in the studio. Wait, not this one, the Arca one. Another question from Sia Ballas is, who would you pick to control your music? You could only listen to the music they chose. What? Wait, hold on. Who would you pick to control your music in the show, I guess? And like, you could only listen to the music they pick.
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like you.
Me?
I'd pick you. You have like the most extensive like music knowledge, I feel like. But you can't like say the Portuguese ones, which we play a lot of.
True.
Yeah.
I could learn Portuguese.
Portuguese. Vou falar em português.
Eu não falo português.
Eu não falo português.
Yeah, I would probably pick you.
You could pick yourself.
I would pick myself. Yeah, I would pick myself. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Benji. What was that? Was that my spoon? Yeah.
You brought a spoon?
Yeah, to eat my yogurt with.
Oh, true. Why didn't you eat it with the lid?
Oh, I guess.
Another question from Abigail Stallworth on the same note. Who has the best music taste in the group? That's messy.
That is really messy. Abby, you just ask for drama.
Yeah. The drama,
drama.
That girl's in the back. Girl's in the back. Drama. We're going to have to log down to China.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I would say you. You, like, were, like, 15 putting me on to songs, like, I never knew.
This is very messy.
Now you have to pick me or Benji for best music.
Oh, no. Best music. I think both of you are very different.
This is true.
Both of you,
pick
like,
yourself
very
again,
different.
Bro.
I will pick myself again. Sorry, guys.
Okay, and then Devin asks, what's your favorite song when you're at the club dancing? Crank Slater.
Well, I don't think I have a response. But yeah, crank it!
Crank it!
Ah!
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, I've been saying.
And that. Someone called Val, I think, said, how'd you guys meet?
Well, Val, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, so we were like in jail together.
Yeah, very hard times.
Hard times. No, we met in middle school at
the
like lunch.
The radio saved us.
Yeah, the radio. This is like a... what's it called? Like a facility where you like come back to like
a like yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do.
Like that's what they're calling like sicko.
Oh my god. Not that.
Oh, you're disconnecting the
Am I?
No, it's good.
It's like stuck into the chair. Yeah.
Rehabilitation facility.
Yeah.
No, we met in middle school at the lunch table. There was probably, like, a lot of context behind it. But, yeah, basically, I, like, knew of her, and we, like, talked a little. And I remember she would wear a beret and had, like, these cutesy, like, Tumblr 2017, 2018 outfits. Mm-hmm. And I could tell she was a vibe. And I think what your copy of Milk and Honey got passed around our friend group.
This is true.
And I didn't, I like barely knew you, but like I read your copy, I feel like.
Oh my God, I still own that.
Yeah.
The amount of hands that touched that book.
We were 12, mind you.
Yeah, we were 12 reading Milk and Honey.
And then I remember in high school, first day of high school, I had PE class. And the first day of PE class, like, they make you sit in the bleachers first, like, so you can meet your teacher and, like, hear about, you know, like, the year ahead. Mm-hmm. And I, like, looked and, you know, there's all these new kids because, you know, it's all the middle schools coming together at this one school. And I was like, where are the people from Roberto that I know? And instantly I saw you and Ariel in the bleachers and I was like, ah, people from Roberto Clemente Middle School. Mm-hmm. And then I went up to you guys and then we just had the same PE class and we would walk the mile and make flower crowns and then aww, we ate lunch together and then we got into K-pop together.
This is true.
This is true.
That's so sweet. And then we met Benji.
And then we met Benji.
Yeah.
At Montgomery College at her fashion club.
At fashion club.
His coworker brought him in.
Oh, really?
His ex-coworker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is true. Whoa. Guys, the world is so small.
The world... Germantown is small. Maryland okay, is yeah, small. Yeah.
It is small.
Yeah.
It's also crazy to see people that we went to, like, middle school and even elementary school.
The other day
school.
At prom, there was a guy from middle school talking...
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? He kept talking
William.
To me.
William.
Oh, my God. Oh, William. My God. Val.
He went up to me.
He was like, I haven't seen you since middle school. I was like, same. I did not know his name.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to elementary school and middle school with him.
And he was like, oh, my God, like, how are you? And I'm like... And I, like, talked to him, and I did not know his name. And I felt so bad.
But you remembered him?
I remembered a face, and he said, like, he was, like, talking about Roberto, and I was like... And then he was like, oh, you went to Seneca for, like, a semester, right? Or something.
He was friends with, like, Nadia.
Yeah, and yes, 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 yes. And then I was like... He was like, yeah, I haven't seen you since you were at Seneca, like, for, like, those few months. And I was like, Sam, I haven't seen you since then. I did not know his name.
Aw. But it's sweet that he remembered you.
It is
and
sweet.
It's sweet that you remember him, in a way.
Okay, I think we're out of questions. Rachel okay. asked who was the true villain in the drama, but Val hasn't watched.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, Rachel, it's Rachel.
Okay.
Play that funky song, bro.
Yay!
This is Argamarine by...
No.
Oh, no, sorry. This is Alcohol Free by Twice.
Wait. Guys, I haven't been in this chair in a while. Hold on.
Tower Pay. 너와 있을 땐 내게 신기한 변화가 있는데 자꾸 미소 짓게 돼 And we're back, and we have a guest. Come here.
Hi, guys.
What is your name, guest?
My name is Abby, aka DJ Girls on Cats.
And tell us a little bit about your DJing, Abby.
Sure.
Oh. She pulled out the fidget spinner, bro.
Do you guys hear that?
I can hear it.
Comment if you can hear it. What about that? I DJ a show called Frequencies. Sundays 9 p.m. on FM. Listen to it. We get freaky.
You get freaky, bro. Are you gonna wish us? Are you gonna like? Don't you have something to tell us?
Yeah. Did you
reach it? You have something to tell us, right? Like it starts with an H.
Happy 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like, I know that was, like, on your tongue. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
on your mind.
It's literally marvelous drinking out of
us. Yeah, it's chill.
It's like, bro.
So, Abigail stole a bottle from her yoga studio.
And I have to decorate it, so if anyone has stickers, give them to me.
You know I have a bag full of stickers.
Yeah, but I want, like, a variety of stickers.
Okay.
Or if anyone has, like, markers and they want to color on this, feel free. It's literally empty. Right now.
No water. Water bottle. So how's your day been, Abby?
Chilianka. I came to my first class late, but I still got participation credit. Like, I literally came at 25 minutes left in the class.
Oh.
But we did our, like, our participation was, like, an exit activity. So as long as you're there for the end, you get participation. So I got that. And then I skipped my second class. Went to my third class, that was Chilianka. And then Ethan and I got hip hop chicken. Ooh. That was chill. It was like three wings and so many fries for literally $5.
Fry me, bro.
Wait, is it the lemonade chicken?
Yeah. The one with crack on it.
Yeah.
So I felt thoroughly filled from that. And then I went home and I like napped / doom scrolled. And then I was like, let me get up. Then I came on campus and I went in a classroom and watched a movie. Because it's actually so much more ideal. You get a bigger screen, and, like, the audio, the sound is, like, actually loud.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's, especially what home movie viewing experiences miss, like, the auditory, you know, aspect of it. So it was more enhanced. And I turned the lights off, and I was like, next time, bro, I got to bring, like, snacks. But it was chill.
Did you go in that building?
Lefrak.
Yeah.
Girl, what Lefrak?
What the
Lefrak. What Lefrak? Could you move the fan here? Because it's like literally breathing into the mic. But like still point it towards you guys.
Okay, I'll play a song next.
Yes, let's play a song. What's the next song go?
Wonder Girls Tell Me.
Hey.
Love it.
What? That was Arca Marine by Addison Rae. One of my favorite songs at the moment because it is just so good. And it's... I don't know. It's just so good, bruv. Wasn't that song so good, bruv?
Yeah.
It was. Do you have any other questions for us, Abby?
Does it jiggle?
You should ask Benji. Because it does.
I'm asking you to.
For me, no.
For me?
You already know.
Yeah, you already know. No. No. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say yes. Wait, I told you about this. When we were at Unplugged, and we were like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I remember that.
Jiggle Jiggle Pop?
Wait, Axel.
What? We should do a, like... I don't know. Abby, what K-pop song do you...
Bro, I'm low-key feeling like Bad Boy.
Thank you. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
Okay, next song is Bad Boy by Red Velvet. Please enjoy. Guys, that was, we made Abby watch the music video to that right now. It was lovely. And I hope you enjoy the next song. Next song is Losing You by Solange.
Cover do you think about me now? Yeah, all the time, yeah, all the time, yeah. I got no time to lose. 내 길었던 하루 안 보고 싶어. 따따따딴 울린 심장. I got nothing to lose. All this time, I got nothing to lose. 널 좋아한다고, wow, wow, wow. 따따따딴 울린 심장.
Lovely! I love that song! Guys, because I miss New Jeans. Can I just say that? No, everyone agrees. Like, we all miss New Jeans. Bleep Adore, bleep Hybe, bleep Minhyejin. Like, actually, like, save my girls. I miss Danielle. The day Danielle got booted was, like, actually, like, 9/11. Like, I don't... Maybe worse, even. They hit the Pentagon, bro. But yeah, I really miss New Jeans. That's a really special song for me. I just love it so much. What's your favorite New Jeans song, Belle?
I think probably either Ditto or Hurt.
Hurt. I never liked Hurt. We've talked.
I love Hurt.
Wow.
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 West Guau.
Wow.
Let's just yap a little. So like, what's new with you? I haven't seen you so long.
Oh yeah, it's like. How are you?
I've been having like roommate problems. Like my roommate's like really crazy.
No, really?
Yeah.
What did she do? Well, they. I can't assume who it is.
You know, like she's just like so clean.
No.
Yes.
Whoa. Wait, yeah. I've been having roommate problems.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Guess what?
They're literally the best.
Ah!
Can you clean us?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, no, there's like nothing to catch up on. Yeah. But I feel like we should have that discussion topic. This is like how professors like come up with like discussions. They're like, what should I make them talk about? What do you think about the reading?
The reading? It was good. I learned a lot.
Oh, you're an art major.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
Oops.
Me there.
I did it again.
Dude, today, instead of having a class, we had an artist lecture, and then we went to an art gallery.
See, why didn't you tell me? I would have pulled up.
You should have pulled up.
I don't know what,
Loki literally did. I don't know what you mean.
I wanted, like, to... I want to go to more of the galleries they do, but, like, I didn't go to Mint.
You should see. Oh, what? Really? I think it's still open.
I'm going to go tomorrow in the morning.
You should go to the one on the first floor and then go to the one on the second floor. That's across from the library. Guys, go to the art library. Go to the art building. Visit our galleries. There's two open right now, actually. Support your local artists.
Support local drag. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Support local jobs.
Protect queer art.
Literally. Literally, actually.
Literally.
But yeah, check out the Merrill Herman Gallery in the ASY building. I love
Merrill and Herman. Me, when I found out that the Glenn Martin building is named after Lockheed Martin.
What? Actually?
Yes. That's him.
Oh.
It's Glenn L. Martin. The L is Lockheed.
Oh.
You've never had a class there.
No.
No, it's a, like a math building.
I didn't know this building existed, but
I had a
discussion
there, like for my stat class.
That's scary. Why would we have that on campus, guys?
Because they love Lockheed Martin. Have you ever been to the business school, Val? That place is sterile.
No.
They have like a whole like plaque with like Lockheed Martin's body on it, and then it's like the building was basically given to the school by like Lockheed Martin.
Should we be saying this on air?
I feel like it's fine.
Okay.
That's guys, crazy. Tune in to the next show because Stephen Fung of Hold on. What's his name? Moral Hazard. That's his show name. Moral Hazard is going to be interviewing someone from the SJ election, actually. If you guys don't know what happened with the SJ elections, basically it was just very chopped. But he's going to be interviewing the election commissioner, Leonard Fomin, literally today at 10 p.m. after we leave. And you guys should tune in for that. Because I feel like it's very important for all of us to be kind of informed with the stuff happening here and, like, in our own, like, school politics, right? Like, this is literally just, like, politics for, like, UMD.
Yeah.
Right? And we should all be well informed.
I did hear about that. Quite messy.
Both, I think, Justice UMD and then the other one, like, they got disqualified.
Yeah. So now we don't have an SGA?
So now we don't have an SGA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
And, like, basically what they're telling them are, like, fake rules. Like, oh, you didn't do this. Although the other people, I forgot what they were, but they were, like, what they did was actually, like, bad. I don't remember what it was. I'm the uninformed one here.
Well.
And also, obviously, keep listening to us, but you can also go listen to our friend Timothy Rogers playing next door to us on Didge.
Yes.
But only if you don't F with us. If you F with us, stay here.
Or if you have to listen to us.
Or if you have to. If you're like, you know, if like Tim is like, I'm so scared because no one's going to listen. Logs. We didn't do logs.
Oh, wow.
OMG, yeah. I'm sorry. I just like remembered. Let's fill in the logs. I wish you guys knew how loud Arcamarine played earlier. I made Val turn the monitors all the way up, and it was literally like the studio was vibrating. But I love that song. Yeah. Miss Benji, happy birthday, Matt. Good week. Good things coming ahead. Maryland Day coming on Saturday. Both of her families are coming. Isn't that crazy? If you're a family member listening to us right now, guess what? You'll see the other family. Why is my name all caps? Farmers Market. Why are you yelling? Okay. But yes, you guys, come to Maryland Day. WMC will have a post up. No. We're going to have a stand in front of McKeldin doing stuff. I forget what, but I'll be working it for an hour.
Are you going to work?
Yes. I'll just be there and I'll be, you know, just a pretty face.
You'll be the face of WMEC?
I am literally, like, the visual. My face is the front of shop.
You're the center. Yeah.
Actually, they're making, like, Sean Mon, like, our mascot recently, as of late. Hi, Steven.
Hi.
We're so excited for your show. I was just telling the people.
Leonard walked in just as you were talking.
Whoa. Wait, really? That's so big. I had to, like, pull the post up, and I was like...
This is Leonard Fome.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Axel.
I'm Val.
His first time.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.